So wait, today.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Welcome to our little corner of the overnight highway. Boy, it's been crowded lately, hasn't it? Water cooler buzz, babes. That's what it's all about. So I don't care what your stripes are. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, confused, or just fed up. It's all good. If you want to throw in your two cents, here's the number to jingle, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Or go to americatonight.net, and you can hit us up on the chat. You'll see my smiling face, a little bit sunburned. You know when you go out to lunch and you're sitting there in the sun is right in your face. It's like 70-some degrees. And you realize an hour later, wow, I got a burn. Yeah, I should have carried that chapstick. So anyway, a little bit of a sunburn in the middle of winter, because I guess it still is winter. Very strange weather where our satellite facility is. They say in Texas, wait 15 minutes if you don't like the weather, because it could change. The menu. Five suggestions on how Congress could resolve this budget standoff. I've got them. Five. You have any suggestions? What would you tell them to do? It's almost like an elevator pitch. Let's say you're on an elevator and you get a chance to express your displeasure about the situation with money in Washington. And that's what you get to pitch. What would you tell the people who hold the purse strings? What would you tell them? So a couple of your big ones. How should they end it all? 2 weeks, the 18th, and then what? The process starts all over again, right? So anyway, at this point, because the Senate with flying colors passed what the House Republicans and some Democrats easily signed off on just a day before the president signs it, so in fact, it does become applicable. There is the 2 weeks. In fact, let's make it official. Here's what it sounds like today on the Senate floor. Here's Gillibrand.
On this vote, the yeas are 91, the nays are 9. The joint resolution is passed.
All right, so it's done. It's passed. But the cuts certainly aren't enough, and the time frame isn't enough, because I think all year long, if they continue to extend, you continue to extend. Yes, you keep the government open, but you're fighting the same battle. And everything else is just sitting there on a shelf. How many other things are not getting tackled in committees and then ultimately on the House floor and the Senate floor? We have serious problems and serious business to get to. So focus on the budget. You know, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. And I understand. Listen, if I had to walk in their shoes and I had to keep score, then, yeah, I would feel a little bit differently, right? But I would feel like, okay, you've elected me, and here's my board. Take out a big chalkboard, right? And put the priorities down. Put the priorities down, just like I have on my little chalkboard here. Order 8x10 pictures, because Dan in Texas is beating me up. So, and other things in the quadrants, so that I can see it every single day. If I'm in Washington, I have my minions, my aides, after all. So fine. Budget, budget, budget. Have the top priority, go through it, and then move on to the next thing. They just keep passing this over and over and over and over and over again. And will it ever be, well, it's not going to be balanced, but will it ever be wrapped up? And I think the answer is no. I think I'm going to have this conversation with you. I could have Donovan Madsen. Easy for me to say. Madsen. I could have Donovan archive all of this, which we do, and we could re-rack the tape every couple of weeks or month or however long it keeps getting extended, and you'd hear my voice saying the same thing. It might sound different. I might sound raspy. Might have a cold. Might be stumbling or whatever. Might be different deliveries, but you're going to be hearing the same thing over and over and over and over again from me. They can't get it right. Travis is listening to us in Washington. Batter up. He's the first guy out of the box. Hey, Travis.
Hey, my opinion on theirs, what they could do is take some money out of their pockets and put it back into the system instead of being so greedy.
All right, so in other words, take less money and I'll pour it back in.
Basically, the money that, say, their salary, take a little bit from their salary and put it back in.
All right, I'd agree with that. Let's say they took, a 10% cut, like a lot of people in America have to do with their companies to stay afloat, so they could do the same thing. If you took, it's not going to solve all, it's not going to be enough, but you take that and at least it would be something in the right direction. It would be a chunk in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, instead I agree with you.
Instead of just putting it into their pockets and just sitting there and wanting more money, just put it back into the system because education should come first.
All right, there you go. Bravo, Travis. Education is not first, by the way. Thank you. That's his suggestion. He's saying take the cut. How about how many of these? Well, not all of them, so that's not fair to say. They make a decent salary, and it depends on what committees you're on and the seniority factor and all of that. There is the basic amount that you get for a House or a Senate position, but also with the committees, besides the prestige, it also changes the amount as well. There are certainly plenty of the people that are serving that are wealthy, and they could not take a salary. When that's happened before, we've seen that with politicians who just pay themselves a dollar, like Michael Bloomberg, who I don't agree with anything he does. I want to be mayor again, so let's just change the rules over and over again. I got a tip from my buddy Daly. I'll just keep having the voters saying that we can extend this, and I'll be the longest mayor in the history of New York City. So he doesn't take a salary, but the problem is not all of them could do that. But let's say they took a deeper cut, they would have a freeze, but if they took a deeper cut, that could help. But still, it wouldn't be enough. If I did the math on all of it, I don't think I would come up with the numbers that you need, but it would be a start in the right direction. I said the number one thing they have to do, too, to resolve the budget standoff, the fight between the Democrats and the Republicans over the axe that keeps swinging, is they have to focus on the budget because they're pulled in a lot of different directions, and I get that. It's like I said, what's the chart like? Why can't they just organize it? Okay, here's what we're doing. And sometimes that happens. This is the priority. We have to do it. This is it, period. Yes, we have a zillion other things to deal with, like Homeland Security, and underneath that, reviewing the visa process. That's coming up 3 weeks from now. Let's just all literally sit here and pretend we're back to the very beginning of this nation's history, and we're sitting there with the quill in our hand, and we're arguing, maybe with a pint, but we've got to come up with a budget. We have to have it. That's it, period, and we got to get the money. That's what they got to do. 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, WHEY.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Walks barely down the street, the people way down low. Ain't no smile but the sign of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of the seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet straight. Sign of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone.
Wisconsin's governor, Scott Walker, said he's had enough and he's not going to take it anymore. How's he doing that? Well, check it out. He's saying that in the passing of a resolution on Wednesday, he's saying that the Democrats, the 14 that are known as the Fabulous 14, have to reimburse the Senate for any costs that they happen to rack up during attempts to return. Their salary and other per diem payments can be withheld until they pay back the penalties and costs. So starting on Friday, $100 a day fine for not returning to Madison, for not returning to their job. Because now it's been weeks. So $100 for every day they stay away. It's been 2 weeks, and they're trying to, of course, block a vote on the governor's budget bill. In fact, here's the governor in his own words on the latest.
To have the kind of success we need in terms of reforms, we need to pass the budget repair bill, and we need to pass it soon. That's why those 14 state senators we've talked about for some time need to come back home and do their job.
Yeah. So let's see if this forces them out of the weeds. You think they come back, or do you think they stay hidden, ensconced in secrecy? I bet it'd be pretty easy to find them, but they have to come back on their own. I mean, really, they can't. It's not the olden days. They don't just send out a posse, round them up, tie them up, put them in the wagon, and pull them back in. So the drama is unbelievable. Some people think, screw it, fire them. Fire these people. Can you imagine if anybody else did that? Okay, so you made the grand gesture, we get it, but now you got to come back. You got to come back. You can't just stay away and have somebody else pick up the check. I don't know. What do you think? Plus, we're talking about you have 5 minutes with your congressman or senator. It's basically an elevator pitch, and the topic is budget. What do you tell them to do to solve the budget problem? What is it you think has to be done to end the nightmare? 800-259-5791. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Hey, that governor up in Wisconsin, I must have something not going straight here in my mind of thinking or whatever. If you don't show up to work, aren't you supposed to get fired?
I think all of us would be fired, don't you think? If you didn't show up for work, if you were supposed to haul a load, anybody out there that's a trucker, and whether you're doing it on your own, independently, or people that have their own companies, your company would tank.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't understand why these, this little communist rebellion that's going on there in Wisconsin, these little Democrats there, why are they just not fired? I mean, if they don't want to show up to vote, they got, because of the minority there, and they're not going to be able to stop what the governor wants to do?
Absolutely.
You know?
That's what it is. It's a grandstanding gesture that now, okay, I get it at first. It worked in Texas, but then they came back. You can't stay out for that long of a period. I mean, okay, we get it. They have to come back. They're trying not to do that because the crowds are staying and they're digging their heels in and they're saying, okay, we're like Gaddafi. We got our heels in the sand. We're not moving.
I wonder how the people will feel now. If I'm not mistaken, he's going to cut because they can't get this thing passed and cut the unionism or whatever the CBA or whatever they're calling it out of their state employees. Now he's going to be laying off thousands of people. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So that in the end, that's what happens. So let's say you're a teacher even, and you feel burnt. You don't want to have to pay extra than the pension. You don't want to have to pay extra for the health care or whatever. But now you could be staring down a layoff.
Well, here's the thing, Kate, and this is one of the things that I've recognized that people haven't, in America haven't, I don't know if they've really caught on yet or not, but they're not, everyone up until 2008 was living a certain lifestyle, Hey, this is my money, this is do, everything's going on great. And then all of a sudden, things got bad, and they got really worse, okay? When we elected Obama, no. But anyway,
coincidental, huh?
Did you hear what Orrin Hatch called him the other day?
What did he say? I missed that. What did he say?
They were talking to ask him about health care, and now that Obama's talking about having the states handle their own health care, Hatch said, well, that's what that idiot should have done in the first place,
That idiot. Wow.
Orrin's getting old.
He doesn't care. He's unplugged.
But he's right. How many times have you and I talked about what's the federal government being involved with the business that ought to be involved by individual states? All it ends up being is duplicated government to me. And, the states ought to be handling their own health care. Remember Massachusetts when Romney was running it? They passed their own health care bill. It's just similar to what Obama did. But, it's up to the individual states. And guess what? If you don't like the way the state you're living in is running their health care, there's 49 more. Well,
you always got the number wrong. But, yeah, absolutely, you're right. There's other states. Go somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah, there's 50 others if you count Israel. But anyways, Well, it is called the State of Israel. You know that, Kate. That's the official title. So.
Oh, you slipped that in. That was brilliant.
No, they just govern themselves as all. But back then, it was just somebody attacked one of our own states. So. But anyway, so back to the thing. The issue that, I think the problem is that Americans are trying to still live that lifestyle that they were living before and not take the cut, not take a step back and go, now I'm sure there's a lot of people that have been cutting back, and not spending like they were doing before. I'm not saying everybody, but when I listen to these people in Wisconsin that are protesting that this and this is, you're taking this stuff away from us or whatever, it sounds to me like they don't want to, you know, take a step back, and they're not kicking them out into the street with any clothes on, you know, okay, but they're basically, you know, they don't want to take a step back and losing benefits or whatever. I understand that's a step backwards, you know, but now it's going to be at the cost of thousands of people around the state are now not even going to have a job because people don't
because
want, you know. It's not just what people in Wisconsin, Kate. It's everyone has got to understand that.
Absolutely.
You know, it is. I mean, they may have to go in and file Social Security some. They may have to, you know, we've all just got to understand that the spin-free and live a wonderful, great lifestyle, you know, whatever, and, you know, that most of that might be gone now, you know,
Right. Well, at this point, if whether it's your fault or not, we're all in this together, so you have to pay the price at some point.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, I'll give you the laugh. My buddy, you remember, I have a good friend in Ecuador, the doctor from down there, the dentist, and he came up last night. He's up here for some conference, and he brought up with him the mayor of a town down in Ecuador called Tena, T-E-N-A.
Uh-huh.
And I had to look it up on the map. I was pretty sure it was over in the Amazon, the base of the Amazon, and that's where it's at. Said that they'll be whitewater rafting capital of the Amazon or something like that. But so anyway, though, I got a kick out of this guy's name, though. A couple of hospitals up here building some ambulances for them to take back to Ecuador or whatever, and that's what they're doing here to sign all the paperwork and stuff, but... anyway, this guy's last name is, his first name was Marco, and his last name is Gambino, G-O-M-B-I-N-O.
I was like,
wow, if that ain't close to Mafia, I mean, just change that O to an A.
Right. It's a different name altogether then. It's a different country, a different nationality, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Kate, okay, well, listen, I better let you off.
Yeah, we're up against it.
We'll catch up to you soon.
All right, thanks. Good conversation. You take care. Coming up on the flip side, a couple of things. One, continue our conversation about the budget. You've got the chance to make some serious suggestions. So what is your suggestion? What are some tips that you would pass on to the people who represent us as to solving the budget dilemma? And we've got some odds and ends to mix in. Stay with us here on ATN.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179. 608-0179.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Shout out to our pals in Australia, down under, the Jackman, Jack Alexander, Princess in California, Juju in China, and the rest of you. How about the gang in Spain? Yeah, the gang in Spain is really growing. We may have to do a remote from there. I appreciate, especially because now that we have some camera action, the Princess was showing us her beautiful little Max. You know, doing that through the miracle of the internet, people are getting to see the real star of the show. That would be the golden retriever in this household named Mahalo. he is a show stealer. You know, dogs are like children. Dogs are a common denominator for so many people. Until I had a dog, I didn't realize that. I think I've said this a couple times on the show. I didn't grow up with, we had like a Siamese cat, but we didn't have dogs. I love dogs. We didn't have dogs because my brother was allergic. You know, when people get really bad allergies, I mean, when your face swells up like a basketball, you just can't be around the dogs. Even if you get shots and take pills, it's pretty tough. And I didn't realize this, just how important animals, I don't know why, I didn't realize how important animals are to so many people's lives. We had somebody on the show maybe 2-3 weeks. I think it was like 3 weeks ago. And we were talking about the pet industry. $48 million. $48 million and counting. Not just in the U.S. That's not even outside the U.S. Meaning for extras for pets. Not even pet food. Other things like people taking their pets to get them, you know, groomed every week or whatever it might be. Although groomed every week, that could add up. Wouldn't that be expensive after a while? I think all of you who are entrepreneurs, I just think I gave you a business idea. Here's my idea. If you know how to do this, you get a van, Not, you know, one that looks okay, so you don't scare people when you go into their neighborhoods. And you set it up that you can groom dogs, a dog grooming business, by or sitting business even, by going to their house. You just go there. You go and take care of everything so that they don't have to take the dogs, put them in the car, take them to you. But that might be, I don't know, that might not be cost effective, because how much would you charge people for that? And there's probably, as I'm saying this, there's probably somebody out there who's doing that right now. I'm just not aware of it. I bet there's somebody doing it. So you can always send me photographs of your pets through the website, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Couple of things that we've got to fill in the blanks here. You know how I say fill in the blanks? Because basically this is the world of information. It's just so big. It's like a giant size pizza. Extra giant size. And when we've talked about now this budget deal, so the Senate signs off on it, it's 2 weeks, and they're going to continue going back and forth. And I said, if you had some suggestions, what would your suggestions be? Congress takes a pay cut. How about Congress doesn't get paid until they... How about this? I'll take it a step further from Travis's suggestion. How about Congress doesn't get paid until they come up with a way to solve the budget crisis, until they come up with an adequate way to do that? They won't. There's no way. They're not going to do that. But it wouldn't be a bad suggestion. You have to stay here until you solve this problem. You're not going home. You're not getting in that Escalade and being driven to the airport and flying off. You have to resolve this problem. You have to do it now. I'm going to slide to something else that happened that was huge during the day. In fact, if you do go to the website, I wrote a quick little blurb story on it. The terror in Germany, very sad. Can you imagine? You know, when you wear, and I know a lot of guys are listening who served in the military. I've talked about this, that I've had a lot of family members who have served. When you serve in the military, you realize that, especially if you're in a combat era or you're in a combat zone during a combat era when we're at war, and you know that there's always the possibility you might not come back. If you're one of the grunts, if you're in the front line, and there certainly, or even, you know, you're buried back on the base, there's no guarantees, I mean, overseas in a war zone, in a hot zone. But we shuttle so many people in and around Germany, 50,000 military personnel in Germany. That's what we have at this point. And in fact, they're discussing, because of the budget, is it really necessary? Maybe that could be cut down, because we really need that many people over there. So now you've got the Germans and the Americans who are sadly looking to this shooting attack. Two U.S. airmen at the Frankfurt airport were shot. And it clearly looks to be an act of terror, because you had a 21-year-old who was shooting, screaming, Allah Akbar. So you decide. And then there were other people who were also wounded in this, and other people who sadly were killed. But this is just outrageous. That would happen. Like I said, there's always that possibility when you have the uniform, but I don't think you're thinking that in Germany, and not at the Frankfurt airport. The suspect is 21 years old, and he is a Muslim man. His family's confirmed that. He was working at the airport. So here we go again. It's a lot of times that's how people get close. They're already at the airport. And that's what I believe. If anything happens in the United States, I think it's probably somebody has airport access. For all the things that, all the checks and balances, I think, or the lack of checks and balances, I think that's what you'll find. It's going to be somebody probably working at the airport. Anyway, he reportedly said that a couple of times. Then he opened fire on a bus right outside of the airport. So two others were wounded before he was taken into custody. The good news is, I think, is that he wasn't shot or wasn't rigged up to blow himself up, and they've got him. I mean, that's the key thing. They have him. They're trying to figure out, is there a link to something, you know, bigger, or did he act on his own? Right now, there's no evidence that he's linked to anybody else. It just simply looks like he's a lone wolf guy. So that's, wow. That's two in 2 weeks, two different circumstances, and one, this guy following through, sadly. Imagine being the commander of those units and making the phone calls to the families. That'd be tough, wouldn't it? I mean, of course, it's tough under any circumstance, but that'd be awful. Let's go to Josh in Vermont. Yo, Josh, how you doing?
Pretty good, Kate. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling. We love it when you call the show. What's up?
Well, the thing is, you were wondering about how to get a few dollars back into the treasury.
Sure.
Well, I've got a bit of a suggestion here. Every company, every corporation, and every individual that in the last 20 years has been involved in sending American jobs overseas, all of them have to pay the full scale on their income tax. No deductions, no exemptions, no loopholes. Every CEO, every CFO, every member of the board of directors, every president and every vice president, if they've been involved in sending our jobs overseas, they have to pay the full freight. No more loopholes.
I like it, Josh. You know what? And then that also encourages Made in America, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And the money has to go into the unemployment fund for all of the Americans that they've swindled out of jobs.
I like it, Josh. Bravo.
You know, the only workers that the Republicans can tolerate are the ones overseas that are making $2 a day. That's about it. You know?
Yeah.
I'm really sick of these Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdochs and Koch brothers and the millionaires and billionaires that the Republicans bow down to every single day. They think they're something because they have millions and billions of dollars. But you have Americans wandering the streets looking for jobs, and it's just shameful.
I agree with you, Josh. Thanks for the call, although I would add one thing to that. I wouldn't just put it on the Republicans. I think it's the Democrats, too, because, trust me, they've got friends that are in those corporate places where they're turning their heads as well. I mean, you know, they're becoming so similar, really, that you wouldn't believe the similarities between the two, between the Republicans and the Democrats, honestly.
Well, the amazing thing I heard is that half of the politicians that are working in Congress are millionaires.
Yeah.
You know, we're not being governed by people, you know.
Oh, no.
Like you have a jury of our peers. This is not a government of our peers.
Mm-mm.
This is millionaires and billionaires taking advantage of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the list is long on both sides of the aisle. Josh, thanks.
Take care.
You too. Good call. I mean, I think he's right on that. Okay, so let's encourage to have some Made in America. You know, here's the thing is, you want to have trade. You want to have trade with other countries, but you don't want to take blatantly, which is what happened, jobs that were done here that were fine, that there wasn't a problem with. It was just so much cheaper to do it and take advantage of the cheap labor, by the way, the child labor. It's sad, some of the conditions that you see in these dumpy factories in other countries where they shouldn't have children in these situations, but working and sewing fabrics together and whatever. But then their answer would be, well, we don't make this kind of money. For us, this money's good. He's right. This way, you just pump it back into the fund. Okay, so you took the jobs away, so here you go. And certainly the CEOs, the CFOs, by the way, could afford that, as they're making, 150 times what the average worker makes? Hang with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The president signs it, and there's a two-week stay. I'm calling it that, until the 18th or whatever, as far as the budget is concerned. Are we going to keep having this puppet show go on? And another thing, I don't like what you're saying, so I'm going to slice this bit here, and we're going to take a little bit out of here, then we're going to take a vote on how many more weeks we can extend this. We're going to extend it, and we're going to have a vote to extend the vote, and then we're going to vote on all the things in between. What a waste, huh? So what would you do? You could advise, and we've gotten some great calls on this from Josh and Travis and some others. Also, through the magic of the Internet, I've got that to pass along, too. And you can certainly hit us up that way at AmericaTonight.net or on the chat. If you go to the website, you'll see it that way. What would you do? You get that time. You really, honestly, you're living in California. You might not like Barbara Boxer, but, hey, you get a chance to tell her what you think should happen with the budget. And you get 5 minutes with her, so you use those 5 minutes wisely. What would you say? Cut down on the trips. They have done that. Cut down on all the extras. Bring your own silverware to work. Brown bag it. We're not paying for anything. You have to chip in for the electricity to keep things running on the Capitol. We're not going to pay that bill anymore until you fix this budget. You're going to have to do it by candlelight because we're not going to pay for this. We're tired. We're tired of having to foot the bill. But seriously, I like the suggestions about throwing, you know, closing the loopholes for everybody who took to ridiculous extremes everything, meaning their way things are made, the clothes, the whatever, overseas, and ended up really robbing a lot of the American people. Let me throw out the number, 800-259-5791. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, as you can imagine, has kind of a different opinion in a way than Chuck Schumer, a more liberal, shall we say, longtime member of the Senate. So from the House, from the Speaker of the House, and from Chuck Schumer, here's some thoughts on the budget.
This is a stalling tactic by House Republicans because they're unwilling to enter into serious negotiations.
Our goal was never to shut down the government. Our goal is to cut spending. We're listening to the American people. They don't want the government shut down. They want us to cut spending, and that's what we're going to do.
All right, well, they got to sharpen those scissors because they haven't even cut enough out yet. They haven't cut hardly what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, while they're figuring out what they're cutting from the budget or how they're going to come to this compromise, Schumer saying that it's a stalling technique. That's what the Republicans are doing. And Boehner saying, oh, well, you're not letting us cut things out, and that's what the American people want. So pretty much that's the tale of what's going on with the budget. And while that's happening, in the meantime, what's going on with gas? How much are you paying to fill up? How about you Californians? Because in California, especially in the city areas, boy, it can get pretty high. I'm going out to Los Angeles in a couple weeks, or actually next week. Next week I'm going out to Los Angeles, and I hear that the gas is pretty high. You almost $4, depending on what you're getting. Certainly if you're getting premium, you're over $4. I've said this as well. I know we have people listening to us in Illinois. You make that drive up to Chicago, and gas is always higher in Chicago. And for the people in those cities that are commuting, you're stuck in, like, for example, in the Windy City, if you were going in and out, you're on the Dan Ryan Expressway. My friends, good luck. Bring an audiobook. Certain times of the rush hour, you're not moving. That's when you really got to think about that public transportation. It might be worth it. Might be worth it because you're going to burn up that petrol. So now a lot of the conversation is, are we going to see gas prices really go up? And are we going to see, is there a chance, are we going to see what happened in 1970? I want to say it was 73. It was the early 70s. When you had certain days that you could go and fill up because you didn't have enough to go around. I don't think it's a question right now today. It's not a question of supply. It's more about the whole refinery thing. And I don't, if I looked at a crystal ball, do you think that we're going to see the depletion of the world's oil reserves like we saw in the 70s? Do you think that's what we're going to see? Are we going to have lines at the pump? Oh, that would be, wouldn't that be awful? Oh, where your car, like you're all the way down, you know, you're like 100 in the line. I'm going to be late, although that gives you a built-in excuse for work. Hey, I got here early. What can I do? The line is so long. Bottom line with this is the major suppliers to the U.S., Canada and Mexico. Canada, Mexico, right now, they're producing, that's covered. We're covered off. Some of it does come through the Middle East. And we've seen now, I guess over the course of, from the weekend into the week, maybe 10, 15 cents it jumps up. And so people are starting to talk about that and wondering. And we have unrest in the Middle East. And oil prices, when you look at the price of a barrel, are certainly rising. But right now, there is enough capacity, enough spare production capacity to make up for whatever is lost as far as Libya is concerned. They were 17th on the OPEC list anyway. Europe, that kind of affects you because some of what you get comes from Libya, and the same with Asia. But, boy, I would hate to see the gas lines and the disruption to the oil markets, too. And that, really, some of the bigger disruptions happened in the 90s. I don't think we're going to see that. I don't think so. Don't think so. Because the supply, because ultimately the supply is there. It doesn't help the price, and there's a built-in excuse. Oh, everybody's worried about the Middle East. In fact, not too far from my neighborhood, I actually saw a sign that said, blame it on the Middle East. And I thought, oh, that's convenient to say that. Because really, if you dig deeper, you can't say that at a gas station in Dallas, it's affected. They're seeing this big jump because of what's happened in the Middle East. Not really. You can't really trace it to that, but it's perfect to say that and let that be the scapegoat, and people easily will buy that because they're not gonna know. They're not gonna think, oh no, no, that's not really true. Libya, we've barely even scratched the surface. You know, there's been a mass exodus. I talked about this in a previous show. About 180,000, they say, are now getting out of Dodge, leaving Libya to avoid the situation that's becoming a nasty civil war. You know, they've had some bombings, and then the question becomes, is this something that Muammar Gaddafi ordered? And as far as ousting Gaddafi, he's digging in. It's not going to be so easy to push him out because the troops still, many of them, are still loyal. And as long as they're loyal, it makes it hard to eliminate them unless you just go in and do that. And the U.S., short of doing a military offensive, they're not going to, I think, pull them out. How are they going to pull them out? How do you quickly force him from power? You're pretty limited. Absolutely. And certainly that's not lost on the Defense Secretary Gates, who says, you know, you got to do something here. And this is all loose talk, and I would agree with him. It is loose talk about what steps you do to get Gaddafi out. I mean, if you're gonna take the swing at him, then you've got to really take the swing at him. But where does it? How close do you get it to becoming almost an act of war? And I think that's also part of the problem. Could, you know, is there going to be a swoop in here by the U.S. and I don't believe that's happening anytime soon. The UN sanctions, freezing the assets so far, that hasn't happened. Libyan rebels trying to keep on fighting against the troops loyal to Gaddafi, that's probably realistically the best hope.